Some of you may have received a message on the phone tree, passing of Rosalind Brickman, who is a person who had recently moved into the Bell Harbor community. Her husband's name is Leon Brickman. They live on 224 Beach 147th Street. The funeral is going to be tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Midwood Chapel, and we're going to be davening at their house at this address, 224 Beach 147th, a Shiva Minyan, starting tomorrow afternoon until Sunday morning. Okay. With that said, does anyone know who this is? Yemetz Hashem, because he just moved in the summer recently, he hasn't yet joined the shul, but they're planning on joining soon. 224 Beach 147. Yeah, he has children, Noah and Barbara Brickman, that have been living here for some time, and they moved in with them this summer. So, anyway, so that's going to be tomorrow. Continuing in the next siman, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, with regard to the actual choice of shofar that a person should use, mitzvah shel ayil, the preferred shofar that should be used is that came from a ram, and also preferably bekafuf, it should be something which is bent, a bent shofar. B'di'eved, kol ha-shofar kasher, even though those are the two choices, make sure it's a bent ram's horn. Other shofarot are fine. Bim shutim ben kufim. It doesn't matter if it's straight or if it's crooked. Either one, it's all fine. However, we're going to see there's a couple exceptions. Mitzvah b'kufim yoser mibim shutim. Even when it comes to the shofarot of coming from other animals, still it's preferred also to make sure that the shofar is twisted. It's not straight. V'shel para pasul b'chol gabna. However, when it comes to the shofar, which would come from a para, which is like a heifer or a cow, that's something which is not valid. And the Mishnah Berurah gives us one of the two reasons why a person is not supposed to take from such an animal. He says, the reason for this, first of all, when it comes to why we choose an aisle, we'll get to why. The reason why we choose a ram is L'zecher Kedas Yitzchak, because, of course, the story, that instead of sacrificing his son, he ended up taking a ram. So in order to remember this incident, which, of course, we read about also in Rosh Hashanah, it's appropriate that if a person can choose, better to have a shofar from an aisle, from a ram. He says, the Mahadrin biyoser no hagin laksar acher shel aisle dafka. For those that are particular in fulfilling the mitzvos, they try to take this type of shofar, specifically from a ram. And the reason for kafuf, for being bent, is simin is in order to give us a certain message of the day, Shichvu liba mumakom, that just as the shofar is not straight, which shows a level of arrogance, but rather the shofar is bent over, twisted, so too we are bent over our hearts to Hashem. However, as we mentioned, that although other choices of animals can be used, that of a parah is not allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah says the reason, Memnei shenikru keren v'lo shofar, because that which comes from these types of animals, it's not considered a shofar, rather it's called Karen, and therefore it invalidates it because of that name. The additional reason which the Mishnah Berurah does not give is based on the principle of Ein Ken Tegar Nasa Senegar, that a person cannot have in court, if you want to sue someone or you want to make sure that you're not going to be found guilty, you have a lawyer. You want to make sure, it wouldn't make sense, that the defendant should be the prosecutor because they have different agendas. So too, the shofar, which is a way to ask Hashem that we should do tshuva, and Hashem should in turn accept our tshuva, would remind, if we would use that of the heifer, of a para, of a calf, specifically the avera of the egel hazav. And therefore, because of the golden calf, we would not want to use something from a similar animal because of this principle of Ein Ketegar Nasa Senegar. However, other animals are permitted. However, the Rama says another exception is shofar mibehema tamei pasul. We'll discuss why that's so, that a shofar which comes from a non-kosher animal, you cannot use either on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Mishnah Berurah asks the question. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's not clear, based on the words of Yosef Karo of the Mechaber, which is better. Because he said there's two good things. You should have specifically an aisle, a ram, and also it should be bent. However, if it's not bent, it's okay. And if it's not a ram, certain other shofar, they're also okay. Ask the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if you have two in front of you? One is an aisle pashut. You have a ram's horn. However, it's not bent. It's straight, which is not the preferred choice because it's better that it should be kof. It should be twisted. It should be bent. However, the other shofar that you have is kofof. It's bent. However, it's mishar minim. It comes not from an aisle, not from a ram. So he asks, Eiz mehem adif, which one is better? Which is the best choice? If you only have one of these attributes by both of your shofarot, which one is the one you should choose? Now, perhaps it's something to think about what the answer would be, which not everyone would necessarily forecast that this is what the Mishnah Berurah would say. This is a question that many poskim grappled with. And he says, the malus kofov adif, that between the two, it would be better to take the shofar, which is not the ram's, from a ram's horn, but rather to take from the other, from a different animal, because it's kofof, because the fact that it's bent, that's a more important attribute than even having a ram's horn. And he continues to explain in detail why this is so in the next few lines. It says, "Ditakan rabbanan litkoa b'kofof," the reason why the rabbanan established that it's preferable that when you blow the shofar, it should be a bent shofar, is l'siman, as we mentioned, the purpose is shiyich b'liba m'makam b'tfilah, that by looking at the shofar, it should inspire you that just as that it is bent, so we should also prostrate ourselves toward Hashem in our davening. Mash'en kein shofar shel ayil. Not so when it comes to the ram's horn. Eino tikkun rabbanon. There's no establishment by the rabbis with koa dafka b'shel ayil that they say, you know, you should certainly try to go after a ram's horn. Ela minhag. He says the reason is not based on a tikkun rabbanon, rather through a custom. Shinahagu kol Yisrael mi'ola muzecha kedet. The reason why you do it is a nice custom to remember kedes Yitzchak. V'ikah b'zeh mitzvah min amochar, and that it's just the best way to find a ram's horn. However, in a situation where you can only pick one of the two, says the Mishnah Berurah, based on the opinions of Rav Poskim, better that you should have the shofar which is bent than the shofar which is from an aisle. And Mikol Malkum, he concludes and says, nonetheless, Kosvu Hamafarshim, that the commentators say, the Gambazah Yesh al Kolpanim Dinna Dehidr Mitzvah. If you want to go after a mitzvah and the best way to beautify it, you can get by with the bare minimum. What is the requirement? How much should a person spend to get this shofar? Let's say the shofar, which is a ram's horn, is very, very expensive. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not necessary to obtain it. Because Val Kain, Im of Akshim, Imenu Hosef, Al Shofar Shel Ayil, Yosef, Al Shlish. It says, when it comes to beautifying a mitzvah, you can spend as much as a third, but more than a third more than getting by with the bare minimum, that is not required. As we also find this similar halacha with regard to the lulav, that if a person can buy the chinuch set, which is a kosher set, for $40, let's say, so for a hider mitzvah, you can add up to a shlish, you should add even a third above that price tag. However, a person does not have to do so anymore. And therefore, again, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it comes to the aisle, to obtain this shofar, which comes from a ram, it's not considered a tikkun rabbanon, rather it's considered a minhag, and therefore, when you have the ultimatum, the choice between that or a different shofar which is bent, better to choose the one which is better.